full disclosure, this episode ended up running over quite a bit. It ended up being about 40 minutes all in all. So if you were about to listen to this, I highly recommend you probably stick it on at like 1.5 to 2x speed to get through it. Otherwise, I'm afraid you might get a little bored. I might be wrong. Who knows? Let me know afterwards. Otherwise, this one is diving into the entire sponsorship deck that I put together for D2C Unscripted and how we really got to this point of actually raising capital from sponsors. Yep. All right, so in the interest of full transparency, where the heck did the idea for direct-to-consumer unscripted, D2C unscripted, actually come from? The idea actually began in my mind. Let me see if I can share this on screen. If you're just listening, obviously you can't, and I'll talk you through it. What the hell am I actually looking at? But I have got, like, so 7th of November, 2023, and it's 8:12, but I'm pretty sure I wrote this like in the middle of the night or sort of 2, 3 a.m. Like just one of those nights where either couldn't drop off or kind of woke up thinking about things. And this was kind of the result. I'm like, can I? So this is after the conversation I've had with friends of like, do I want to go and build something in public all over again? And the question was, can I approach tech partners, give them the elevator pitch that we're documenting everything from scratch? We're going to seed this brand with £5,000 or $5,000, with probably more what I was thinking. Use the cash from sponsors for inventory and to pay somebody's time, either that's mine or VA's, to then direct message influencers, DM influencers, send them product for free. So go with the whole kinship approach that we've used before of no strings attached. We just love to send you product. Let us know what you think of it. We're not expecting anything. Go with that approach. So seed product, and then take the creative that comes back from them and start on a very small budget of like £20 a day and just scale up from there. So start at $20 a day. So a brand new company, new brand, can we do it from scratch all over again? And then document the entire thing. So here I've got like daily podcast, daily open community. this has morphed a lot, and then documented across LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and on my personal profile so that it's my reputation on the line. Run it for a minimum of 6 months, with an expectation of actually running it for a year, so 12 months or more, and then put it out to sponsors with, at the time, here's what I was thinking. I was thinking like, okay, can I do two podcast sponsors? The whole reason I'm telling you all this, I kind of want you to see like where this went from was just an idea in the back of my head of like, how can I build a new brand from scratch that's very low risk, like bring partners in along the way, and whether they end up asking for equity or not, I didn't know at the time. This is just the brain dump that I was in. Nothing fancy, Apple Notes. This is where all of this started. So can I run it for a minimum of 6 months, expectation for plus, and approach sponsors with options to sponsor the podcast, to sponsor the weekly newsletter, or more frequently as we go on, to do like a quarterly dedicated email spot, and to be called out naturally across socials as a product we're using and as we're believing in it. So again, very integrated. Like if I'm talking about an app, whether they're a sponsor or not, would it be kind of cool to actually have them really integrated? Like, here's the thing I'm using to solve this problem. Here's the app I'm using to facilitate this angle of the business and have them be a sponsor. So the content, all the production, all the editing, basically like the boosting of the content can all be paid for externally. Like, I'm not allowed to take funds out of my own pocket. And I will be to an extent. I'll go into that a little bit more in a second. So yeah, that was kind of my elevator pitch. That's what I was thinking. So that's where this came from. So back in, what do we say? Like November 2023. And that's timestamped at 8:12 in the morning, but I think it's because I made edits to it. Don't hold me to it. Maybe it was. Maybe I just woke up early that morning with brain on fire. But where do we go from there? So I kind of sat with that one for a while. I spoke to a few other people, spoke to Taylor on it, about this, just to kind of get his feedback on, like, just a bit of a temperature check of, like, am I insane for thinking this? I spoke to David over at WonderPack about it and asked him the same question. Like, David, am I nuts or could this actually work? Would there be interest? And at the time, I wasn't really even approaching David as a sponsor. It was kind of just a temperature check. It really was. Of, am I off my freaking rocker thinking that this could work? David came back very receptive, very positive, And I'm pleased to say that Wanda Package came on as a sponsor, which is very, very cool. So where did that go next? So we've gone through that idea. I end up having the conversation. We get into December and like, I'm drowning in projects. I'm running through business as it is and trying to be a human being that isn't working 24/7 all the time, which is definitely something I've been culpable of doing for the last decade or more. Really is. I don't sleep enough. I had to get my diet really in check over the last year or two. Thankfully, dropped a ton of weight. Still more to go. Go to the gym sort of 3-4 times a week. So like that side of life, I kind of got into a good place. And I very much wanted to make sure that I didn't lose that. I didn't want to be very exposed to risk all over again, like measured risk. Absolutely. So all the time in the back of my head, I'm like, how can I reduce the risk of this entire project? If I'm going to go and build a new brand from scratch all over again, how do I reduce the risk as much as possible? So that is what led to, and I'm going to pull this one up on screen too. And again, if you're just listening to this on a podcast, I mean, you'll be able to find, if you're on Spotify, I think they actually have the option to watch this as a video. And if not, this will be on YouTube or X or LinkedIn or TikTok or Instagram. Like it will probably be on your platform of choice. So don't worry. Just Google Tom W. Brown. It'll probably come up. But again, I will link to everything wherever I possibly can around this video. And if you still can't find it, by all means, just shoot me a DM and I can probably share this file with you. So I turned to, and actually this was like raw transparency. This was a bit of a hybrid of using GPT, GPT-4. I would pay for a GPT-4 subscription. Gave it like my brain dump of ideas. And this is where like these AI tools start to become really, really, really helpful. As just kind of a co-pilot and a thinking partner, if you like, it takes so much of just the anguish out of it and the sort of what I call cognitive load. So I took the notes that I had existing, dumped them into GPT-4, gave it ideas around the conversations I had had with Taylor, with David, with my other half, with my brother, really with actually Charles Instone from Wild Dose gave me some really good feedback on this. And I think I sent him the deck first and then it came back to me. Tim Amu from Fanbytes, again, incredibly helpful. Incredibly helpful. Really, really just gave me a lot to think about and to contemplate. Like, what reason am I doing this for? And that became kind of one of the biggest questions is like, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? You know, I've already got the calls, I've already got the community. I've been putting out stuff on Twitter for years. I've got the brands. What possible incentive is there to do this? And I'll be honest, like, the thing that infuriates me the most, I mean, the course is great. I get that there is a barrier to entry. It's not free. And that is largely because I am in there as much as humanly possible, just answering questions, taking phone calls. I mean, DMs a lot. I've tried to help people as much as I possibly can, but it's definitely... It's a hard balance, I won't lie. Trying to find the time to do it all is a hard balance. And I get that there is this barrier to entry. The course will always be there, always will be there. I'm not going to go on some sort of rant and promote that because really like what I want all this content to be about is that you can go and get the course if you want to go 10 times faster. But otherwise, like you can just watch this over the course of the next 6 months and hopefully follow along and use this as like your playbook and your permission to go and do the thing that you really want to do, whichever business that is starting. I'm hoping, really, really hoping that this becomes really all that you need. So you don't have to keep going and buying more and more courses and spending ungodly amounts of money on stuff that just doesn't work. Or it's some kind of huckster who frankly doesn't give a shit, which is something that I've really, really struggled with over the years. I've spent probably north of $30,000, $40,000 dollars on courses over the last 10 years. Some great, some freaking awful. They were a complete waste of time. And it was always when I went through one of these courses and I kind of sat there scratching my head of like, yes, it's maybe reaffirmed an idea that I had, or it's just bad advice. And I see that playing out more and more on Twitter and on LinkedIn and on TikTok. Like, there's just so much bad advice. And so many people that are trying to sell something is the only reason they're putting content out. Like, I'm rambling. I just want this to be a very clear-cut, transparent documentation of all of this, why I'm doing it, and the steps that will go into it from start to finish. So from even from the ideation of could I build a new brand, bring sponsors on, how the heck would I even do that? There's kind of two components to this right now. There's like the media side of the business that I'm building, which is D2C uncrypted. And there's the brand that we're actually about to build. So there's kind of two running in parallel. So rather than building one business, I'm actually building two. Which that I hadn't really considered all too much because I'm an idiot apparently. But I digress. Okay, let's go. So this is the result of the ideas that came to me through using GPT and then just jumping into Canva and building this deck. Nothing more complicated than that. Look, this is a Canva template. I used some of Canva's what they call magic, which is just their AI side of things to, again, help me build this deck that went out to sponsors. So you're going to see firsthand exactly my entire thought process, where I got to. So I built this in a couple of days in December. It's been tweaked a little bit ever since. And then I started sending this to sponsors on like the 28th of December. So I let people get Christmas out of the way. And then it became the asshole. All right, D2C Unscripted, your front row ticket to e-commerce disruption in 2024. Where real-time brand building meets unmatched sponsor opportunities. The blueprint, D2C Ground Zero, from dreams to streams. And this is where you're going to see a lot of GPT coming in. A lot of just silly old talk. Monkey calendars. February 2024 is the launch pad for a no-holds-barred D2C brand building saga. We're talking a 6-month roller coaster, extendable to a 12-month epic, showcasing the nuts and bolts of e-commerce success and the face palms too, as we publicly build a D2C brand from scratch. What's on the menu? A bit of everything. Ideation, branding, product tantrums, marketing highs, and all those aha moments. We'll lay it all out piece by piece in the most transparent way you've ever seen. But here's the kicker. It's not just about building a brand. It's about crafting a story, your story, woven seamlessly into our, Tom's, daily content across multiple platforms. You want in on the action? On Twitter or X, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, and newsletter, we've got you covered. We're not just talking about another D2C venture. We're redefining the playbook, and you're invited to co-author this e-commerce epic. It's raw, hello, it's real, and it's going to be one heck of a ride. The big reveal, building a D2C brand, a real-time journey. There's a lot of repetitive. Stick with me. Unique sponsorship opportunity for 2024. Kick off 2024 with a bang. Tom's crafting a D2C brand from scratch, live and uncensored. Think of it as reality TV meets e-commerce. No fluff, just real struggles and wins. All streamed directly to a buzzing community of D2C aficionados and e-commerce pros. We're on the hunt for sponsors. No, scratch that. We're scouting for trailblazers who crave innovation and transparency as much as we do. Your brand will bask in unparalleled digital exposure and become part of a narrative that's reshaping the future of D2C. Backed by a solid monthly ad blitz and premium daily content production, we are all in. And let's not forget the exclusive D2C dinners and events. Think prime networking, but with a side of exclusivity. This is your ticket to the big leagues. The rich, scaling together. Projected breakdown. Buckle up for some serious numbers. We're not just aiming high. We're charting a course for exponential growth. Here's how our reach is set to skyrocket over the next 12 months, combining Tom's existing organic clout with a strategic up to $10,000 a month ad spend to boost said content. Each month, we're turning up the dial. More views, more engagement, more opportunities for our sponsors to shine. With a blend of organic growth and targeting advertising, we're crafting a narrative that doesn't just speak to our audience, it echoes far and wide. Here's the breakdown, and we're just getting started. Organic monthly views, starting at 500,000 and growing. Additional reach from ads, starting at 1 million and expanding with our savvy ad strategy. Our total projected monthly reach is between 1.5 million to over 2.2 million impressions. What does this mean for you? Very simple. As our reach expands, so does your brand's visibility and impact. It's a partnership that grows stronger and more valuable over time. Now I'm just going to pause on this. So just for context, at the moment, my organic reach across my socials is somehow, and this blows my mind every time I look at it, is somehow averaging about 500,000 people a month. Now, we'll go into the ads and stuff a little bit more in a second. But basically, there's the sponsorship tiers that are coming up. And the way I've looked at it is like, okay, how much money can we take from that, put toward editors, toward production, towards actually building the brand on like the actual direct-to-consumer brand that we're building? And how much of that budget can we allocate to D2C Unscripted? And if we can put a large majority of it to D2C Unscripted and take something like $10,000 a month and put that towards basically just boosting content for engagement to a very niche audience, that's where these numbers start to come into play. So you can start seeing like month one, just relying on Tom's reach plus spending like 10 grand a month. And these were assumed CPMs. I think we do go into that math in a second. But whatever like the average CPM was across socials at that moment in time, that's fine. I could probably work it out. I wouldn't be able to do this. Maybe like $10 CPMs. Yeah, must be. So if we were spending 10 grand a month, $10 CPMs, $1 million. Million impressions. Which had $1 million to go spend on this, Jesus. Which would take total reach, so average plus organic, to 1.5 in month one. Now, the expectation again with this is that in every month, we are getting more organic reach. So my following is growing. We're getting more people sharing the content. The ads are getting more efficient as we're running along and working out what works, what gets engagement, what doesn't. So you can kind of see on that graph on the right that after, you know, 12 months of running this, things interacted, I kind of forgot. So by the time we get to month 12, the total reach is in the range of like 2.2 million people per month. And then this is compounding. So the longer, let's say we get a sponsor that comes on, they sponsor the newsletter, they sponsor this podcast, somebody jumps in at episode, I don't know, 300, and then they go all the way back to day one and start re-listening to it again. Because hopefully the content on day 300 is going to be a ton better than it is right now. Better value, better production quality, and hopefully we'll be well into the journey of building the brand at this point. And people will be kind of scratching their heads if they jump in at that point and discover us for the first time. I'm like, how did this guy just do that? It's kind of hope. It might fall completely on his face. Let's cross our fingers that that does not happen. So assuming everything goes to plan, this all goes well. Hopefully, even if somebody discovers us along the path, they will go all the way back to episode one. And then the sponsors that were there from the very beginning will get engagement too. So it'll start all over again. But even if they're any sponsor for a month or two, probably make it worth it well for a long time. So, moving on. The crowd. Meet your future fans and today's allies. Picture this. A vibrant crowd. I really should have got some water. Jesus, this was a bad idea to read this without me. Picture this. A vibrant crowd of D2C enthusiasts, e-commerce trailblazers, and digital dynamos. All hungry for the next big thing. That is Tom's audience. And they're about to become your biggest fans. They're an audience that is only growing. Every tweet, every post, every podcast, every newsletter and video is a magnet for the curious, the innovative, and the ambitious. We're talking a diverse, engaged audience that spans from up-and-coming entrepreneurs to seasoned e-commerce veterans. Our strategy is simple yet explosive. We hit them where they already live. On Twitter, or X, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, podcast, newsletter, you name it. We are there every single day with content that pops and sizzles. Now let's talk about reach. With a no-joke commitment of $10,000 a month on ads and top-tier editing, we're not just playing the game, we're setting the rules. Your brand, as a sponsor, front and center in a daily live showcase of D2C mastery. Now, there's an asterisk on that $10,000. That assumes we fill all sponsorship spots. But at a minimum, $5,000 a month will go towards paid media. So that's toward the editors, and that's toward the ad budget. So again, just to sort of familiarize, this deck is what went out to sponsors. You ever want to use this? Go for it. A lot of the emails are quick. I don't copy it outright, but take the basic principles of it. Just, well, okay, so then it's helped, put it that way. It's helped enormously. The opportunity, your brand, our stage. Sponsorship unlocked. So here's where the magic happens for your brand. Dive into our trio of sponsorship tiers, bronze, silver, and gold. Each one is a gateway to visibility, engagement, and real tangible impact in the D2C world. Join confirmed sponsors. And this has obviously built up over time. So every time we get a new sponsor, I kind of come back in here and pop them in. So, and again, This is Replo. This is Audit. This is Jancy. This is Wonderpack, who's not here. Wonderpack isn't here. Wonderpack, Kinship, Recart, and Petra Brandt, who's not here. Petra, I need to add because they are now officially on board. I can say that. I can't tell you too much more than that, but I will be able to very soon. So yeah, Replo, Audit, Jancy, Wonderpack, Kinship, and Recart, who came on as sponsors within 2 months of actually really aggressively doing this. I could have gone faster, I'll lie. We'll get into that. There was stuff that came up that kind of had to be tweaked and adapted and delayed. Because originally this was just going to be me. And then it became me and Audit. And then, me and Audit. And then it's grown a bit since. I'll come into that. So, Bronze, this is now sponsorship packages. Bronze is your entry ticket. Get your brand buzz going with shoutouts, newsletter features, and more. Perfect for those dipping their toes into the DTC waters. Silver ups the ante. Dedicated posts, video highlights, and podcast features. This tier is tailor-made for brands ready to make some serious waves. Gold, the VIP experience. Your brand gets the royal treatment with top-tier visibility, content co-creation, and a starring role in our D2C dinners. It's the ultimate sponsorship package for those who want to lead the pack. And here's the clincher. Natural, organic integration, grass across our content. We're not about force plugs. We're about weaving your brand into the narrative in a way that feels authentic and actually adds value. And again, if you're looking at this, this is all on one slide. So then you've got a table on the right side that has the three different tiers of bronze, silver, and gold, and the benefits that come with each of them, who is ideal for, and how many slots we have in total. So bronze, we have this at $1,000 a month. And again, most of this oil I came from like looking at other packages for sort of media brands, personal brands, asking for rate cards from various people, and just seeing kind of what the going rates were. Some of this has changed since this deck. Some of this we kind of built out custom packs for people, or they were able to give us some kind of ridiculous deals or accesses or discounts. Or access to networks or introductions. So it's been very good. I can't lie. It's been very good. We haven't sold as many spots as I would have liked. I can't lie. And actually, that's twofold. I say we haven't as liked. I put the brakes on things for a minute. In January, when I thought we were going to be launching this, I had an ungodly number of conversations with a lot of people. And the thing that kind of came back more and more was like, love the idea. We're just not sure. Like, we kind of want to see it get started, and then maybe we'll get involved, which is totally fair. 1,000% understand that. I think a lot of brands wanted to see other people jump first. That was kind of the biggest issue, is that people just wanted to see it actually get going. But equally, a lot of folks kind of going back the other way of kind of saying, like, I assume the price is only going to go one way, and that's going to go up as this grows. Well, yeah. But all that said, I mean, this grew a little bit. So from conversations with Taylor, this kind of grew from like just being about me and an Audit to conversations around like, okay, what's the brand that we could launch? Like, what should we launch right now? And upcoming episodes, I'm going to talk a lot more about that in the coming days, of kind of how we've got to where we've got to and the decision process and everything that's gone into that. So don't worry, you've definitely not missed anything of that yet. I will talk through that probably at too much length. So yeah, kind of stopped reaching out to sponsors while we figured out that part of it, because that then came with a potential introduction to Petra Brands and whether they wanted to come on. And that did change things somewhat. I won't lie, I went from this kind of small project where it's just about Tom, to now I'm bringing in other people that are potentially going to have, you know, a vested interest in seeing this succeed. Either they're putting cash on the line or they're coming on as a advisor or a partner or something along those lines. And again, I'm going to get to a lot more of this over time. So we did. We bugged things. We pushed things back until we could kind of get things set. And I mean, some naivety on my part. Did I just say naivety? Oh my God. My accent is such a mess. My dialogue is such a mess. I can't think of this. Oh my God. Never mind. Let it go. Naivety. I don't know, word just sounds broken. You said it so many times. I was naive, put it that way. Into how much we go into this. I figured I could do a lot of this by myself or with a VA. And it became quite clear that this was going to take more planning than I had just thrown myself into. And I wanted to do it right. So kind of hit the brakes, we hit pause. Had a conversations with sponsors again to kind of let them, or try and let them, I mean, again, I feel like I've let people down to an extent because like, hey, this is going. Then it's like, actually, I need to pump the brakes for a minute while we figure this out. And I don't want to drop the ball and I don't want to let you guys down. So I actually got to a point where I paused subscriptions for the guys that were in so far, like stop sending the money, which I didn't really want to do because I can't lie, we kind of needed the money to go and fund the staff, the editors and all the rest of it, and bring on like project managers to do all of this. Help me. We hit pause. I put more cash into this personally. And we're now resuming. So sort of in February, March, started to resume. Again, we had sponsors who were like, I need to give you money now. And if you follow me on Twitter, you might have seen that from Recot. We're like, we need to give you cash. Like Aaron literally chased me, I think, on the last day of January. Like, send me a bill, send me an invoice, send me an invoice. I need to pay you right now. Yeah. So it was kind of twofold of like, we needed to cash in to actually fund so much of this work as we go forward. But at the same time, like, I feel shitty taking people's money when right now, today, they're not going to see the benefit of it. Like, it's a bit of a game of patience. And I'd be on hands up. I've done a bit of a shit job of communicating that. I can't lie. I keep thinking we're getting to a point where like, okay, this is suddenly going to go. And it doesn't. And we have to kind of delay again for various reasons, whether that's complications of editors dropping out, editors being no good, someone we can't actually rely upon, us kind of needing to figure out the business structure on the back end of how this really, really works without me just running into it head first, which I am very good at, or just going without organizing too much to begin with. I'm like, I'll figure it out. It's kind of the perfect analogy of jumping out of a plane without a parachute and trying to figure out how to build plane or parachute on the way down. Very good at that. But it's not always conducive to everybody else. And this is one big instance where I did not want to screw that up. So I am trying to get this right from the get-go. Which is why this is a bit delayed. So I originally talked about this back in December, but we're now up in January. We're now into early March. And that's where we are. So now we are finally getting started. I can start to talk about some of this. And you're going to see as we go forward why we've kind of structured things the way we have. Yeah, we'll come to that more. Let me keep going with this deck. One thing that I do kind of want to voice is one of the big fears that I had doing this is if I'm putting everything out in public, how quickly do we get knocked off? How quickly do we get copycats coming into the market? Either ripping off our product, ripping off our ads, strategy, all of it, ripping off just everything. You and I know that there are so many bad actors in this space. Not so many bad actors, but there's enough that it's enough to do damage. So we were trying to figure out, like, how do we do this in a way that protects us? Do we need to protect ourselves? Is that the whole point of sharing this in public? So it's been a lot back and forth. And yeah, that's still a bit of a work in progress. Because again, I know that's going to happen. And we have to gonna stay a step or two ahead, which is why we've made a lot of decisions to delay content in the way that we have. But so I will come back to that. So those are the packages. They have been tweaked since, they have been filled since, and we are also doing custom packages. And I just put an asterisk down the bottom of worth noting, we naturally expect, and we still expect, and this is still happening, sponsors to come up more frequently in honest and open dialogue every day, week, month. These are absolute minimums. Plus, we're pouring fuel on the fire by putting ad spend, minimum monthly ad budget to promote. And you'll notice every page, there's this join now button, which takes you basically straight to a Stripe page. So, really need water. I'm going to persist. The cool, jump on board. The DTC revolution awaits. Ready to make a splash in the DTC universe. It's time to turn those maybes into definitely. Join us as a sponsor and let's make e-commerce history together. Don't just watch from the sidelines. Get your brand in the game and in front of an audience that's ready to be wowed. With a hands-on, all-in approach, your brand will be more than a sponsor. It'll be a co-creator of the D2C saga. Drop us a line. It's a ring. Buy now or slide into our DMs. We're all about connections and can't wait to team up. Let's write this next chapter of D2C success together. And then again, there's a big old buy now button. So everything is just that. I was happy. I did get on the phone with a ton of people, but we also had people that just hit that link, went straight to the Stripe page, and bought, or kind of said like, okay, I love this package. Can we tweak it slightly? Can we include some stuff? Can we work out some stuff? And again, being in direct consumer, I kind of figured that was a way to do it. Like, let's host a product page, basically. The Trailblazers, meet the movers and the shakers. We're not your average Joes. Sorry, Jack. While this product is led by Tom, we're a cocktail of creativity, e-commerce savvy, and a pinch of rebel spirit. Think of Tom and his rebel army of advisors as your guides, collaborators, and a few adventurers in the D2C landscape. Founder's note, which is a bit about me, which is, I mean, all of this is weird reading out loud and reading back, I can't lie. But here's the founder's note. Here's the deal. We're not just launching a project. We're throwing open the D2C doors. This is a D2C journey where every step from concept to consumer is lived out loud. With over a decade in the e-commerce ring, I've seen it all. Now, I'm laying the cards out on the table to reveal the nitty-gritty of brand building. This is about raw, honest storytelling, which is a freaking rarity in this industry. To our future sponsors, you're not just funding concept. You're fueling a movement where real-life applications of the products and tools you build are put to use in real time. This is a movement that values transparency and dares to show the real side of success, i.e. all the freaking losses too. Let's define the next chapter of this D2C era. Oh. And then we have got our brain trust, which is everybody from Audit, Brother, Adam, Jancy, from Ali and Jeff at Petra, and from Mike, who is just a phenomenal developer. Mike's been a friend for, 16 years? Sorry, buddy. He was stuck with me for that long. Holy shit. Their role. Our advisors are more than just names on a roster. They're active participants in steering our strategy, ensuring we stay ahead of the curve and deliver real value to our sponsors and our audience. With their insights and our execution, we're not just keeping up the D2C world, we are setting the pace. Why us? We're the folks who don't just follow trends, we set them. Our track record, hello. Our approach, revolutionary. We're about these stories, those are brands, and we bring this ethos to every project that we touch. Why this matters to you? So, again, if you're thinking like, this presentation's freaking long. Like, we were kind of hoping, I was kind of hoping that people get, frankly, like halfway into it and be like, all right, I'm sold. This is for anybody that just kind of wants to keep going, has questions, isn't quite there yet. I kind of want people to hit by now, like five slides through. So this probably could be chopped down. Why this matters to you? With this kind of expertise in your corner, you're not just sponsoring content. It's repetitive. You're tapping into a wealth of knowledge and experience. And again, I would change some of this if I was doing this. It's more than exposure. I didn't really think this would go this far. All right, seriously. I didn't expect this to work. It's blowing my mind a little bit that I did. It's more than exposure. It's about being part of a project that's guided by the best in the biz. Proof. Real talk. Success stories and high fives. Don't just take our word for it. Here's the scoop straight from those who've ridden the wave with Tom. His projects have not only turned heads, but also turned the ordinary into the extraordinary. Check out the following success shoutouts and real results. From zero to hero campaigns, brand makeovers that pop. Our approach has a track record of making waves. These are just a sprinkle of brands that trust us with their stories, and boy, did we deliver. So there's some own brands and other brands that work with. Those, because I don't need to bore you any more tears than I already am. Inside scoop, all your questions answered. What makes this sponsorship opportunity stand out? It's not just sponsorship, it's a partnership. We're talking daily content across multiple platforms, real-time brand building, and a chance to weave your brand into the e-commerce adventure. Plus, with our dinners and organic brand mentions, your exposure is next level. Our sponsors integrated into the content. Think seamless, think natural. We plug your brand into Tom's content where it makes the most sense. In videos, podcasts, social posts, you name it. It's about adding value to the content and the audience, not just a shout-out. What kind of commitment are we looking at? And this was a question that came up a lot, which tells me that either people didn't read the whole deck, which I don't blame them for, because even me reading this out loud now, like there's so much I would change, or it just wasn't clear enough. So that's on me. So what kind of commitment? We're in it for the long haul, and we're looking for partners who are too. A minimum 3-month journey starting in 2024. This gives your brand ample time to shine and resonate with our audience. The NFC Unscripted, as an old standalone project, will run for a minimum of 6 months. And that's what I've committed to. So again, we're on day two. You guys have got 178 more days of me. I am so sorry. Who else is on board? Without spilling too much tea, God, I would kill for a cup of tea right now. Let's just say we've got some heavy hitters and exciting disruptors in the mix. We do. The people that come on, they're very cool. Names you'll want to be associated with. I mean, Audit, Patrick, kind of big ones. Kind of a big deal. How will success of the sponsorship be measured? Through engagement metrics, audience growth, direct feedback, and the buzz your brand generates. We track it all, ensuring you get the most bang for your the horizon. Alright, God, this presentation is... Alright, this worked. This is actually really interesting reading this back with a far more critical eye. Like, I've not looked at this in probably a month or two properly. There's so much I would shorten and change here. Tim, you were right. You told me this was too long. It is. Mike, you said the same thing. Damn it, I need a short pony. No, I'm doing when I get off this. Okay. Think big, because this is where we go. Post-2024, our sights are set on not just being a part of the DVC conversation, but leading it. We're talking expansions, new projects, and setting benchmarks in the e-commerce world. Our future goals are from integrating cutting-edge tech to diving into uncharted market territories. Our journey does not end with this project. We're gearing up to be the go-to name for DVC events, content, innovation, and insights. Okay, it's just where I want to know where we are planning on taking this. This is long. We see our sponsors not just as partners for now, but as key players in our long-term mission. Imagine being part of a network that's at the forefront of e-commerce evolution, leading conversation. I might get this deck redone by somebody. When I say somebody, there's a guy I'm thinking of, but equally I'm thinking I might just put this out on Upwork or Fiverr. See if anybody wants to take a stab at this. There is a much better way of doing this. Okay, I'm thinking out loud. Sustainability impact. As we grow, that's our commitment to making a positive impact. Ethical practices, community engagement, and initiatives that go beyond just profit. Because the future of D2C is not just about selling, about making one heck of an impact. And I truly do believe that. There's the newsletter actually I'm going to do this weekend talks a lot about doing this, of like, do basically to not just go and build a brand around the same damn product or trying to sell the same product. Like, there has to be some kind of innovation that goes on in my mind, in my way of thinking. I kind of cover like three reasons of that. I'm not going to go into that now. I'll do an audio version of the newsletter. If you're not on the newsletter, just go to brandlabs.com. I think it's the first thing that pops up. BRNDlabs.com. Brand without an A. Because I couldn't get that to me. Because somebody stole it. Actually, you could just go to dnscunscripted.com. That might take it there, but that's a mouthful. Yeah, I gotta figure this out. See? I'm still figuring this out. The next step, the figure out, connect with us. And this is the last slide. Don't wait. The DNC space moves fast, and so do we. Let's create something legendary together. Reserve your spot here, and there's a link to go on. Let's just buy your spot. And then there's my email address and phone number, which we have got to blur, because otherwise this is just going to have a podcast that how many people have just seen. Oh, I'm in so much trouble. I'm not reading my phone number out loud. Are you crazy? Thanks for being. Okay, so that is 38 minutes of me talking through really like how we got this started, what the heck D2C Unscripted is, and the entire deck, which, yeah, is definitely way too long. Tim, you were so right, man. Okay. It was way too long. I need to get that through in about 3 minutes. Funny when you read stuff out loud. All right, guys. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I just wanted you to really, really know where this whole thing came from and how this has really begun. And kind of my thought process that's going into all of this. And again, what I'm hoping the advantage of building say out loud, but in public is that one, you get to see this with no nothing bought, nothing held back. This becomes very real, very transparent, very raw. Which I hope is very transparent, abundantly obvious with the way that I'm recording this. I hope you listen to this on 2x, because I really need to put that at the start. Put this on 2x. Yeah, and again, the reason I'm hoping by doing this in public is that we can bring people on who are experts in their field. So if we start running into obstacles, if we start running into any kind of problems, or even if we don't, I'm just trying to get like someone else's opinion. Hopefully we can bring someone on and incentivize them of, you know, we're building the brand in public. We'd love to get your honest thoughts on what you would do to drive this business forward or to fix this issue that we're having. And in return, they get a ton of exposure. So they get to grow their business on the back of it. The audience, which is you and I, frankly, gets to learn a ton. Like, hopefully this is a win-win-win-win-win-win-win for everybody. That's really the goal of this entire project. And again, my goal is that I get a lot better at producing content over the next 178 more days. Or more. You are stuck with me for a long time. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time. If you have gotten this far, seriously, do know that I really do appreciate it. And I hope you get something out of this every step along the way. And again, I have to, because I'm so grateful for these people. Audit, who, if you are having any questions around conversion rate optimization, go and get a free quick win through audit.co, O-D-D-I-T.co. Seriously, I've been, just for context, and I will shut up in a minute, I promise. I first saw Audit floating around Twitter maybe 3 years ago. Got a quick win from them, which is completely free. You just basically go and drop your site link in. We did that. I did that. Was blown away by what they came back with. I think I got on a call and was like, all right, this thing's expensive. But to get the full report done, get the full analysis done, it was not cheap. They basically promised me if I found no value in it, that they would refund me in full. I think they still offer that. I think there's still a guarantee of some description. Anyway, long story short, they came back, I think within like 2, 3, 4 weeks with this full report that was like 60, 70 pages long. I took it, implemented everything. I think our conversion rate went from like 2% to about 4.5%, 5%. The average order value went up. It paid for itself in about 3 days. And I think at the time, the cost for it was about $3,000. Now they got varying packages. Now it's changed. Some lower, some more. Let's seriously go and take a look. There are a bunch of packages. So that's all of it. It paid for itself in profit within 3 days, which was unreal. Which is why I very quickly saw the light in CRO and very quickly saw the impact and the value that Audit was bringing. And I'm glad to say that Taylor and Sean have kind of been a constant fixture. Actually, my other half went to work for them, and I know she loved and adored them. Really did. And then there's Petra Brands, who are fairly new to me, but that's Ali and Jeff, and they are going to be, I can't tell you too much just yet, they're going to be instrumental in the brand that we are building. And again, actually could not do this without them. And then, of course, there's Revlo, which, fantastic page builder, again, very much works in collaboration with Audit. Most of, like, if you're ever looking at Audit's Twitter and you see some of the before and afters, Revlo has kind of gone above and beyond to recreate a lot of those sections within the Revlo templates. So if you look at something like, how the heck would I implement something like that on my store? I can see all these before and after shots. You honestly go install Revlo, you'll probably find like 90% of the templates in there. You can just install them on your store, build that page, build the home page, the product page, whatever it is, instantly, pretty much. Like, it's the quickest, cheapest, most affordable way I've ever found. And the thing is lightning quick and embedded into Shopify 2.0 themes. Like, it just works. It works really well.
All right, guys, I'm going to end this one there. If you're not already, go and subscribe to the newsletter. As I say, there will be a new edition coming out this weekend, which will touch on some of the things we spoke about. I have to go into a bunch more depth. But until next time, I will talk to you either later today or tomorrow. Cheers.